It's Wednesday, the 29th of June, 2011. It's time to get your grin on with the Grincast. Here to discuss, well, you'll find out. Joining me are interns Rhodes and Winx. Say hi.
Hello.
Guten Tag.
It's nice to see you.
Great.
Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, my first pod.
What's a podcast? I don't think these will ever take off.
I think they've taken off by 2011.
No, what's I've never heard of one. What's Spotify?
I didn't say Spotify.
Well, how are we distributing this?
We've only got 2 megabytes, sir, please.
We're sending out MP3 players with this recorded on.
We're actually we're doing the old-fashioned thing where we're recording on Skype. And we all had to clap to get it in sync.
Okay, we'll start how we often start off the podcast. What have you been playing, Rhodes? Tell us about a game you've been playing recently in 2011.
Well, hello, everyone. It's nice to have joined Game Grin and the Grin cast. Probably episode 1 by a long shot, I imagine. I've been playing Portal 2. It's a game where you've got arms and a gun where you shoot an orange and a blue portal. I'm actually colorblind, so I've been told that they're orange and blue, but I could have been being misled for many years. So if any of you want to interject and tell me I'm wrong.
We're not going to say you're right.
Shit. Wow. I shouldn't swear. I'm 17. I apologize. Yeah, Portal 2. It's really good, isn't it? It's funny. It's got that guy, Stephen Merchant. You may know him from...
he's from Extras, isn't it?
Yeah, Extras. That's the one. You know, I think
he's from another podcast.
Oh yeah, Carl Pilkington, right?
That's right.
Does that show exist in 2011?
Well, yeah, because Apple were putting out podcasts on iTunes in 2005.
No, I meant like that Carl Pilkington show on Sky. You know where everyone knows him from.
He didn't start on Sky. He started on the podcast.
Yeah, but no one knew who he was, did they? No one was listening to Carl Pilkington on the podcast. Exactly.
No, they were listening to it because Ricky Gervais was on it.
Yeah, fair point, actually. That's a very good point.
I wait to see anyway, how his career goes out.
Paul, too. Stephen Merchant. He plays a robot really well. I imagine one day in the future he'll be cast as like another little robot thing and then be recast by someone else to replace him when the game gets a big overhaul a few months down the line. I feel like it's his destiny or something. That was good. What the fuck, guys? Come on. So he's this little robot. He's a bit stupid. He's kind of spoiled Portal 2. Is that... Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's been like 10 years. I mean, no, it hasn't. It came out like 2 months ago. Sorry. So he goes crazy and he takes over this facility. And if you remember GLaDOS from the first game, like you're best friends now, basically. Like, you know, like to cut it short, you're basically best friends. And you like, she's a potato, basically, to cut it short. And you put her in a shoe and, you know, boom. And there's a space robot that just talks about space. And there's one that says facts. And then there's a man who keeps talking about lemons. And not chronologically all of that, but that is pretty much the story of Portal 2. And it's great. And there's puzzles.
Okay, I can't wait to check that out. Is that by the same studio who did the original Portal, or did they bring someone else in?
It's by a company called Valve. They produced it, and I imagine Valve will release many, many more games in the future, and we definitely won't wait many years. And I've heard from a reliable friend that Source 2, the new engine from Valve, will release any day now.
I'm sure that you're looking forward to Portal 3 since you seem to have enjoyed Portal 2.
Well, of course, it's E3 season, Ace, and everyone knows that Half-Life 3 is going to be announced any day.
I mean, it's post E3, but they could still announce it after, since everything's all the announcements have died down by now.
Exactly. It needs its own space. It needs to breathe.
Okay, Winx, what about yourself?
Oof. I've been playing some Skate 3, skating around. Been great with the joysticks. Fantastic. Absolutely kicking Tony Hawk's ass. Like, welcome to next generation. This is like Xbox 360 time. And yeah, it's just been real chill and not really much story, but that's all right because you're just grinding with your friends on online, which is crazy. Get to grind with your friends.
Friends is the real story of Skate 3.
Yeah, damn straight. Getting sketchy. And there was a guy from, what's his face, from that hit show from our time of 2011, My Name Is Earl. He's in it.
I thought you meant extras and Stephen Merchant.
Stephen Merchant's in it.
Grinding.
He plays the wheels on the deck.
Yeah, quirky wheels. And you have to go against Carl Pilkington and his logic. And yeah, it's just promising things from E3 and EA. You know, I was a bit bummed that there wasn't a Skate 4, but you know, anytime, any day soon, there's gonna be a Skate 4. Like, I'm sure Portal 3 will like get announced next year as well with Skate 4. Can't wait.
Okay, myself, I've been playing Saints Row. I know it didn't come out recently, it came out in 2006, but after they announced Saints Row the Third at E3 a couple of weeks ago, I decided to get secondhand copies of Saints Row and Saints Row 2 from eBay, and yeah, it's really good. It's kind of like GTA, but better. It's funnier. You can actually save vehicles. You couldn't in the latest GTA. Wait, what is the latest GTA?
Four, right?
Four, yeah.
Yes, it's enjoyable going around as a player. That's your character name. And there's a co-op mode, online multiplayer co-op, and there's a lot going for this series. I'm looking forward to Saints Row the Third, Saints Row 4 and 5, and however long it keeps going.
Yeah, I think they'll jump the shark and they'll introduce aliens or like go to hell or something. That series is, I don't know.
Well, I know the trailer for the third did look a bit crazy with the guy with the giant cat head. The Professor Genki, I think his name was, and
the dubstep gun.
Dubstep gun, yeah.
Very up the time, you know, zeitgeist right now. Flexing my intern knowledge and my lexicon of zeitgeist.
Okay, well, now that the games are out of the way, we'll talk about games because, as you may be aware, E3 2011 has recently happened, and this is the first chance we've had to talk about it since earlier in the month. So, yeah, initial thoughts, everyone?
Well, I'd like to start with a big announcement from Activision. Skylanders Spyro's Adventure.
Ooh.
It looks beautiful, but you know what it needs? You know what it really needs?
More Spyro.
No. It needs Crash Bandicoot.
Oh.
If they ever put Crash Bandicoot in Skylanders, oh, I don't think they'll do it. But I think I'd cry.
As long as he's got the tribal tattoos, you know.
I love the tribal tattoo phase. It made him manlier.
Mm. I feel more secure knowing that Crash has tribal tattoos and Converses. Makes me feel like I've grown with the character, you know?
You can't ignore the jorts.
Oh, the jorts!
Christ.
Mm.
He's
Kevin Smith jorts. Mm.
Sometimes I look at Crash and I just think you should let your sister dress you. Really, you strange little boy.
Yeah, I think the tribal tattoos was the latest game, wasn't it? Looking into it.
Ah. Yeah, I think it is actually.
On point.
Shit.
So, you know what? Yeah, I hope he never removes those. What are you looking forward to?
So I know I'm an intern and it's my first day. Literally, I started today. I started 5 minutes ago, right? But I need to put a controversial opinion out there. You know, the game studio Atlus.
Mm.
I hate them.
Oh.
especially the Persona series, and they've announced a new game called Catherine. And I just feel like it's going to be problematic. I really,
really?
Do. Yeah.
I mean, what could be problematic about a game where you're cheating and you have to escape the guilt from your sleep? I mean, I think that's a pretty good premise and not toxic and or anything.
Yeah. I mean, what I really worry about is one day they'll add an extra character that makes everything significantly more toxic than it already is.
What would they call her? Like, Catherine? That's dumb. That's not going to happen. Get out.
So, sorry, what's your problem with the Persona series? There's only three, four if you count the PlayStation Portable one.
Is there any three? It's called out. Shit.
Four? No, they haven't even announced that.
Oh.
There's a number after three? What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. No, I was wrong. 2008.
Ah, I knew it was out. It came out on the PS2, isn't it? Yeah, I just, you know, high school drama and kid problems. I mean, I know I'm a kid. I'm only 17. And I know you've got kids' ace, maybe. I don't know, at this age. Possibly. I'm not sure.
I do. June 2011, I have three children.
Three children, look at that. And see, look, do you, like, Ace, you understand. You don't want to play a game where there's more kids, do you? You've got enough. You definitely don't want four.
Can't get rid of them.
You'd hate to adopt me.
How? Hang on, have you actually played the Persona games? Are they not rated 18?
Look, emulation is a beautiful thing. In 2011. On
your dial-up.
Emulation? PlayStation 2 tiles? What are you on about?
Have you never
That's
heard
not
of
possible at this point?
Have
in
you
time?
Not heard of the PCSX2? It's a bit, you know, choppy, but
honestly, condone emulation at this early on.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's still just, you know, it's trying its best. It's been out for 9 years as of March. I definitely didn't Google that, but fucking hell, it started in 2002. Jesus.
Google, what? We use Bing in the public. No, I wouldn't even know.
Is anyone looking forward to Microsoft Edge? Has anyone got that Windows 7? I heard it's really good for gaming. Yeah,
Atlas. I hope you don't expect me to edit all of this stuff out.
No, it's better to leave it in. It makes it worse. Somehow.
Is it cringier?
Ah, get out of it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
By which I mean better.
Exactly. Winx is laughing. You're laughing. We're the only people who listen to it. So the only people I need to impress are here in this room right now, and maybe Puce.
Okay, the PlayStation Vita, we found out some more details on that. That's coming out soon. Very much looking forward to a new handheld to replace the PlayStation Portable, which I'm still using to run emulate.
You know what, though? The thing with the Vita, it'll be dead in 10 years. They'll take the shop offline.
No.
Yeah, so...
It's got a little back scratcher. Like, you can scratch its little back and it'll do games. it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be 20 years, tops.
I'd hate it if they released a FIFA game on the Vita and accidentally turned those back buttons into shooting buttons that you always accidentally press because they're just touch buttons on the back of the fucking device.
Well, it just makes you feel more inside the game.
Oh, who'd have thought?
There's a lot of...
I mean, it's not likely that you're going to be able to have a handheld console that has two shoulder buttons on each side. You have to have something underneath to
No, I've got it. Ace, trigger. Listen. One day they'll release a handheld console that you can plug into your TV and take wherever you want.
All right, get out. It's never going to happen.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
It's funny because I actually, like, many years before the Switch, which we don't know exists yet, it's not real, came out, someone actually said that. And they were just, like, completely just told they were an idiot, and they weren't. So, clairvoyance.
Mm. Speaking of the future of gaming, like, we definitely saw it at the Microsoft Xbox booth with all the Kinect games. That was amazing, right?
The Kinect, kablam!
Yeah, that like, one. And lightsaber on!
Yeah. I mean, it did look better than the PlayStation Eye.
Oh,
does anyone like those weird PlayStation Move fucking bauble things? What, I can't remember what they're called.
Move. I think it's just
called Move.
That's a command. Move, goddammit.
Move. Everyone loves
move
that.
The sails.
Everyone wants to look like a fucking Christmas bauble about 10 years out of season.
Didn't they get like Kobe Bryant to like dance about with them with the PlayStation Move or something?
I don't think anything could have saved the PlayStation Move moving units. I don't
Hold on. I think they're going to push that stuff until like at least the next PlayStation. Just watch.
I think Microsoft will bundle the Kinect in with the next Xbox.
Oh, well, of course, because it's the future. I mean, did you not see Kinect Star Wars or the Disneyland one? Oh my God, Fable. That Fable one where he's like riding a horse. Wow. Riveting.
Have you ever ridden a horse Fable in a game? Journey. Unbelievable.
Fable the Journey, yes, that's it. It's like, well, finally I can do Red Dead Redemption, but like, it's going to be better than Red Dead Redemption.
And how did we all feel about Gears of War 3? There's a lot of manly men in that.
Doing... I haven't gone around to the other two.
Oh,
not a big fan of cover shooters.
Well, you know, like, when you're that hench, do you need cover?
You are the cover at that point.
Exactly. Just use the other people as cover. When does it come out?
Sometime
soon.
As well as the more details about the Vita, we saw a bunch of games coming out on 3DS. There was some announcements for the Wii U. Nintendo's definitely not strangely named follow-up to the Wii.
Oh, what a beautiful console. I mean, I know it's not out yet, but I can tell that there's going to be some like bangers on that. Although, it's weird, because I was rewatching the trailer. That's the only thing. I rewatched the trailer, right? And I was like thinking, because we kept hearing that the controller was like the main focus and that it was kind of misleading. And I think there were like two shots of the console and they were just like really tiny. So it's really unassuming, just in the bottom of the TV. You couldn't even notice it. And literally everything else was about the controller, to the point where the end shot of the trailer, of the E3 trailer, was just the Wii U pad on its own, like with some fruit on a table. It's like, the Wii U console coming soon. And it's like, is it an add-on to the Wii? Is it, what is it? Like, no way they could have got that confused at all.
The Wii U is pretty nondescript.
That is like the tagline. It's just nondescript. Watching that trailer, I saw something interesting. It said switch from TV to console, and that was like a moment. They said it.
They said the special word that we don't know
word
yet.
That we don't know yet.
Console.
You know what? What I love about the Wii U, and when it eventually releases, it's just how dedicated Nintendo are backwards compatibility and game preservation. I just hope that never changes. I hope whatever they do in the future.
Yeah, I've already bought Mario at least three times by now.
Exactly. It just prints money for Nintendo. It'd be really stupid to release a console that you could take anywhere and just never put those games on it and make sure that no one can ever get those games anywhere else too. And that's why I love Nintendo. Isn't that right, Ace?
That is very correct. The virtual console on the Wii is great, so bringing that out on 3DS is a no-brainer. The Wii U, and of course they'll carry on bringing out the virtual console to all their future consoles.
Mm. You know what? The Wii U is actually really great as like a medium console between the Wii and the 3DS, because surely you could port a lot of 3DS games or like just DS games onto the new Wii U, because it's got two screens already. You've got like the bottom screen touch screen, and the proper big screen is like the usual screen. It's like set up for that. So I'm excited to see some DS ports, some 3DS ports. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to do loads of those.
I'm going to do an impression from one of the trailers at E3. See if you can tell which game.
Okay.
Have I ever told you the definition of insanity?
Look, listen, Ace. That character is going to be so incredible.
I'm literally the first person who's ever done that impression, I guarantee it.
Oh my God.
Honestly, that is definitely a character that will never be claimed by the alt-right being some kind of
What's the kind of
clear?
Yeah. Oh, sweet summer child.
What's Gamergate, huh?
I love pizza, me. Well, yeah, that character kind of reminded me of like Joker a little bit. So, like, I think I can vibe with that. The Joker and what's his name? Glass? Vase? Vase, that's it.
Vase. Well, funny you should bring up the Joker, because Batman Arkham City, we also saw some of that.
It's just more Markham. It's bigger. Cityer. Batman-y.
Cityer?
A whole city to wander around.
A whole city. Oh, well, prison city, technically, I suppose. But
well, it's, yeah, it's called city, so you just assume that it's an entire city, not just one area of a city that they've carved out.
Is it? Well, it's the name of the prison city, isn't it? Come on, you've read the comics. I know you've read the comics.
Isn't that just called Australia? Oh, wait, that's a country.
Arkham Nation coming to a console near you soon. Oh, dear. You know what I'm really excited for? Duke Nukem Forever. Now, that's a game I've waited so long for. That
I've
2K
still got
games.
My GameStop receipt. Woo!
You've waited so long. Well, you're only 17.
Exactly. When this game started,
it was announced when you were 2.
Like, yeah, it was handed down to me from my generation.
Exactly. I passed it on from like the grandfather that I've lost. He was excited for this game, and he's handed that hype down to me. He was like, "There's going to be so much boobs and tit and testicles, and you're going to love it. Like, there's definitely going to be two Britney Spears-esque characters at the beginning who may be twins and may be performing fellatio, although heavily implied." And you may turn into a little duke who throws feces. I don't know.
The bygone ages.
Cool. I hope they never change. I hope they always commit to being able to make games like that.
Oh, forever.
Oh, God. Yes, 2K games, and they've got a bright future ahead of them.
2011 is a weird year, because it's like I feel like we're on the cusp of like realizing that over-sexualization is like not okay, but we're still doing it with Duke Nukem Forever and with so the Saints Row the Third. I think it had like a booth or like a promotional thing where they hired scantily clad women to wash your car, all for the sake of Saints Row 3 or the Third, and I think that's like I feel like the end of Booth Babes is going to be a thing, and I'm here for it.
Not on my watch. Sorry, I'm a gamer.
Booth Babes are here to stay.
You know what? You know what game Ace knows will be a success?
What?
Twisted Metal, because those games, that genre always sells hotcakes. Does it not, Ace?
Well, they know how to do it, don't they? Like they used to, but now they've done it even better. Like, oof, can't wait for the new Twisted Metal.
It's more metallic.
I mean, it's not like they've milked the series dry yet.
Yeah. I mean, I really relate to that clown character too. Like, all these relatable characters this year. It's great.
Can anyone name a different character that is not the clown from Twisted
Metal? All I know is...
ice cream car. Wait, damn it!
All I know is the lead designer is called David Jaffa, and that's all I need.
Was that because you searched it on no. 2011 Wikipedia?
What's Wikipedia? We all use...
the dictionary?
Yeah, I don't know.
Carter.
Yes.
95, I assume, or 96.
98.
Oh, look, whoa, look at you.
So cross. So cross.
Jay.
He's not that old. Come on now.
Dark Souls. I think there's a new, like, that looks all right. Not sure if it'll catch on, though.
As a PlayStation 3 Sony gamer, I'm so infuriated that they're bringing the Souls series to other consoles. I can't do it. No, I can't do that one. I can't commit to that character. I need exclusives to justify my... I can't do it. No.
Oh, you're a Sony. Oh, okay, I'm Xbox. Get out.
What are you, Ace? Are you a A Sega? That's already.
I have both at the moment.
Dreamcast 2. Oh,
why don't you try feeding your kids, huh?
Daddy, stop feeding me more skate games.
I'm an unemployed 17-year-old who's doing internship for free at Game Grid. What do you want from me?
You're gonna eat the goddamn Simpsons game on all the platforms, and you're gonna like it.
I miss the Simpsons game, the movie, whatever it's called. The Simpsons movie, the game.
It's great.
I think it was just the Simpsons, the game.
It wasn't great on PSP. Let me tell you that. What's we got? Rise, Son of Rome. That's definitely going to come out on the Xbox 360 and not any potential future console that Sony will do. Can it run it? Can it run it? Crytek, at its finest right there with the Rise, Son of Rome.
I mean, I think they need to get some spell check there. Rise with a Y.
Yeah, feel it like that. Sun, spelt wrong, should be D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. Unbelievable.
Oh, how could I forget? There's a new Need for Speed game. There's a lot of these reboots coming out, which I'm absolutely hyped for. But this one particularly, which has your main character, they can actually, like, a lot of the game is you running without cars. You know, it's like Fast and Furious, I guess, what it might become, but you just run. I can't remember what it's called though, but Need for Speed, you run.
Like in that Driver game where they let you go out.
Ah. I think that also comes out this year.
Yeah. I think
that was most of the Driver games, except for the first one.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I've only played the first
one. I think it's good. I'd like to think that, like, in the future, games will allow the male protagonist to come out a lot more often, but, you know, who knows where we're at.
Well, there's a lot of male protagonists. Like, oh, there's Prototype.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
What do you mean there's a lot of male protagonists? You can't have a female protagonist, what are you on about?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we can only have one a year, and that's like Tomb Raider, right?
Exactly. They'll never be.
Oh, wait. Wait, there's Final Fantasy 13, but it's Japanese, it doesn't count. All right.
Yeah, and it sucks because, you know, it's bad, but, you know, I guess we can just pretend it's because she's a woman. I don't know. I got nothing. Oh, no, they're doing a Tomb Raider game. That's the thing.
That's not due out for a couple of years yet.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
2013,
yeah.
I suspect.
I would assume. Yeah, I'd assume it's. No, it's. I think it's not meant to, but it'll probably get delayed. Let's be honest with you, Square Enix. Anyone looking forward to Final Fantasy Versus 13? Deus Ex. You love Deus Ex, anyways.
I like the first game. Yeah, I didn't play the second game.
Oh yeah, I forgot the second game's meant to be awful, isn't it? Invisible War, another one.
I think it was very consolified. It's not something that I've sought out. But I can only assume that it's just as good as the first game, and Human Revolution is going to be just as good again.
I mean, how are they going to make an Invisible War interesting? I mean,
well, aren't most wars invisible when the biggest countries in the world just commit war crimes in nations we don't acknowledge.
All right. Political journalism.
Yeah. There's always a dirty liberal, even in 2011. I don't stand for this shit.
Video games are not political. We're not going to be arguing about this for 10 years. Video games just aren't political.
Actually, yeah.
What about Ace Combat 3D? That sounds political. It's got planes, I think. And it's 3D. The third dimension is political. There you go.
It's just a flight simulator. You fly around and shoot. Nothing.
Nothing. I don't know. I don't think I've ever played an Ace Combat game.
Captain America Super Soldiers. Nothing political about that. You're just a World War II soldier.
Others in arms. They've got arms. They're inside arms.
The Metal Gear Solid HD collection, not a sliver of politics in that one.
What do you both make of Aliens Colonial Marines that we saw at E3?
Right. Oh, fantastic, right? What about you, huh?
This game, holy shit. Like, it almost looks too good to be true. come on now, what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
You know, I can be excited about this, look.
I mean, it's a giggle, it's a nervous giggle.
You know, like, look, I temper expectations, obviously, but I'm going to say it quietly. I think this game's going to redefine what it means to be an alien game. Like, it's gonna change the world. I think you're gonna hear so much about this once it launches. You're gonna be seeing so much of it on YouTube. It's gonna make a splash for 100% the right reason, and definitely not the wrong reason at all. You know,
we're still gonna be talking about it in 8 years' time.
Yeah, definitely. We'll definitely be talking about it in 8 years, 10 years. You know, yeah. this isn't like Killzone 2. This isn't some like dodgy CGI trailer. This is the real deal.
You got me. You got me hyped.
Thank you. I do, in fact, worked for
Sega.
Sega, thank you. Was it Sega? I thought it was a fucking...
Yeah, it was Sega.
I thought it was the other one.
I'm just really looking forward to Sonic Generations, being able to play 3D Sonic, 2D Sonic, both in the same game, and it's got to be better than Sonic 06. It's got to be.
Yeah, nothing worse will come after it either. Like, I think this will be the peak. It'll just keep getting better and better after generations, right?
I hope it's still got Silver the Hedgehog in it.
He looks like he's got a face palm, like cemented into his head. And that's why I love him. Well, other things I'm excited for, like the crossover I've been waiting for, Street Fighter X Tekken. Like,
ooh, yeah.
That's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be like Tekken Tag Tournament, but like,
better.
Also Capcom, yeah, and better. And then also, obviously, like, waiting for Tekken X Street Fighter. That's going to be, like, dope as heck. So many goddamn good games.
It's going to be nuts. It's honestly, it's going to completely change what we know about fighting games. But you know what? You know what's big? The Adventures of Tintin, Secrets of the Unicorn. Right, soft. Come on,
based on the film.
Exactly. So I'm laughing at my choices, guys. All of the games I am talking about are going to turn out to be good. The Adventures of Tintin, we got, you know, Alien Colonial Marines, Dead Island, that's going to be a banger. That's going to be an emotional roller coaster. It's definitely going to be a generic long zombie shooting, slash him up.
No, exactly. That trailer wasn't just completely made, like, externally by, like, a really talented advertising group. And then... not be the final product. It's got to be.
Exactly. It's definitely going to run at 15 FPS on top-end hardware in 10 years' time still. I'm not bitter.
You know what? I think game of E3 2011 has got to be the announcement of Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim.
Nah. You think?
That's going to be around forever. It's going to release on everything. I don't just mean current generation. I mean, it's going to go into the past. It's going to go into the future. It's going to be released on everything.
It's going to be released on a little dongle thing that like you tell what to do. Like, oh, Alex, tell me when the next, what's weather outside? Like, you're going to play on that thing. So many consoles, huh?
Some sort of robot assistant. Definitely.
You even think you're going to be able to take it handheld and play it on the bus?
Huh? Oh, like on the Wii U, but a Wii U portable.
Oh, a portable Wii U.
With the Skyrim. The Wii P. Did you say Ace?
The Wii P.
The Wii U P.
So much urine in there. It's unbelievable.
That's the tagline. You're in.
You're in.
Yeah, you're in the game.
EA Sports, you're in the game.
I can't wait to play Skyrim then, I guess. I reluctantly play it, you know.
Yeah, Bethesda have released some great games over the years, so I'm sure Skyrim will live up to the hype. But at this point, I've also never played a Bethesda game, so... I don't actually know if they've released good games over the years. I've just heard rumours. They're mythical to me, I suppose. I'm not old enough to buy them, so sorry.
Oblivion was really good.
Yeah, I suppose so. Weird character creator, though.
Oh,
I hope they update that.
I hope it zooms into their faces like they did in Oblivion every time you talk to them. It's the best part. Yeah.
That'd be great. It was just the world stops around it. What about Prey 2? Bethesda are doing that too. Are we all excited for Prey 2?
The second Prey?
There's a second, but there's a first Prey.
Oh, is this the one that's like in Cyberpunk world? The Prey 2 trailer?
Yeah, like where you're like a bounty hunter and stuff like that.
Oh, cannot wait for that.
It's been worked at Human Head Studios, I believe. They've made games such as Prey, Brink.
Oh, Brink. Oh,
They also did Blair Witch Volume 2, The Legend of Coffin Rock. I know we've all played that.
That come out yet?
Yeah, it came out in 2000.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I'll give you it. The Wikipedia page is very detailed. It says, Blair Witch Volume 2, The Legend of Coffin Rock, is a survival horror video game developed by Human Head Studios for Microsoft Windows.
Well, well.
So, you know.
Thank you. I'll check that out.
Thank you. It's a good game. How about you?
So, okay. So, we've got Elder Scrolls. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Whatever that is. Up there. What about you? What else? What's your game of the E3?
It's Colonial Marines. Has to be.
Oh, of course, yes.
You know, it's just, it's a revolution. It's going to change shooters forever.
Mm.
The Alien franchise will never be the same.
You're and probably right. Will
I, to be honest with you. It's going to make me jaded towards everything that comes out afterwards.
Turn you from a boy to a man.
Yeah. It's going to turn me into someone who's wise with his money afterwards. I can tell you that for free.
Oof.
What about you, Ace? What's your game of E3, Ace?
I think, wasn't it Skyrim?
I thought yours was Skyrim.
No.
Oh, shit. What's yours, Wings? Come on.
Oh, I... Probably Kinect Star Wars, honestly. Like, finally we get to be the Darth Luke Skywalker Kenobi. And, like, we all want to use our Force and push stuff. And, like, just seeing where Star Wars is going to go in the future. Like, I don't know... Like, maybe in the future, they'll make more films from this, or, like, I don't know, they'll do, like, a dancing spin-off. There's so many things that could happen with Kinect Star Wars.
Dancing spin-off? Oh, come on now.
I would love that, like, but,
behave.
Like, using like, contemporary music, but changing the lyrics to, like, Star Wars theme. Like, maybe they get, like, Jason Derulo, but, like, Han Solo, instead of I'm Solo. Like, that would be dope. And then just before he gets frozen in carbonite. Like, absolutely love Galaxy Quest.
Do you think they'll ever introduce a female lead character into the Star Wars franchise?
A what, sorry?
A female lead character in Star Wars. Do you think that'll be a thing?
A female... I don't know. It keeps cutting out when you say that. But yeah, I'm excited.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. Oh, actually, one last thing. They've announced... we've missed like one of the biggest things, which is like Halo 4. Like, I thought that series is dead. I thought it was finish the fight.
As established earlier, I'm the PlayStation 3 true gamer, and you're the Xbox. Yeah, you're the Xbox.
I'm the Xbox. So, not to be confused with Sexbot, please don't.
While you're playing Halo 4, I'm playing real first-person shooters like Killzone and Resistance, which I think is a first-person shooter, and Mag with its 128-player servers that definitely aren't going to shut down soon. May not even be out yet, to be honest with you. Not 100% sure.
Well, yeah, we've got like 3 Halos coming out. They've announced that there's a Halo 4, 5, and 6, and some other Halo. Oh, yeah, it was Combat Evolved. Like, we've got it set. Master Chief for life. Like,
Master Chief for life.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to get it tattooed on my arm and the release date, just to spite you.
Halo is infinite. Like, that is. To be fair, it'll never go away. Although it is a shame that Bungie are no longer working on it.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll go on to making much better things. I don't know, probably not. But
it'd be a shame. I hope they don't sell out to Activision. That'd be a real shame.
Mm. I hope they don't make a generic, boring MMO shooter, looter shooter. I don't know what those are yet, but like
whatever it is. Imagine. I can assure you now that I definitely won't spend a lot of money on the special edition and stop playing after 4 hours. Let me tell you that.
Me neither. No,
especially after you're going to be much better with your money after Colonial Marines.
Yeah, because it's going to be so good that I'm going to have to just think about when I want to buy a game, I'm like, should I spend $29.99 on this Steam release? Because that's how much games cost in 2011. Fuck you, Steam. And or should I just play Alien Colonial Marines one more time? And the answer will be Alien Colonial Marines one more time.
Yes. You got that correct. Like, I saw this game, Journey. Looks boring.
Oh, it's just a rag on Sunday. Yeah.
You just, what is it? Like, you're just walking around. Nah, just.
Exactly.
Aliens, yeah, kill them. And
the thing is, right, in Journey, apparently, right, listen to this. It's multiplayer, but you don't even know who the other player is. It's just some random. Like, what if you shit at the game? Like, how am I supposed to flame?
What if the other character, what if the other player's a pedo? Like,
what if they're female? That's worse.
Oh, that's even, oh, there we go. Yeah, I ain't having Journey. Nah. Worst game of E3 2011. Saying it right now.
That would be a hit. That'll never win game of the year.
Mm.
Go on, Ace. What's your worst game of E3?
Worst game.
I know you're looking at the entire Nintendo catalog right now, so.
Which Nintendo?
I'm going to shed a tear.
I say.
I'm going to shed a tear.
I'm going to go for the easy one, Just Dance 3. I think that franchise is dead there. They're not going to be making these games after this. Just Dance 3 is a stretch.
Mm. I agree.
That is true.
What about if it's only Just Dancing, like, what else? It's kind of limiting. I mean, what if I want to stretch? What if I want to twerk?
The Xbox Kinect and all these cameras that you can get for your consoles to look at you while you're doing things. You don't need the dancing things that, what, I don't know how Just Dance works, but.
Oh, hold on. We forgot. There's another, the Ubisoft guy. Remember the Ubisoft guy? He was like, doodle.
Oh, yeah. Every time he like cut to something,
it sent us back in Just Dance 3. Doodle. No.
Yeah, Ubisoft, I hope they stop making such cringe events. But I don't see it, to be honest with you. What else we got?
Yeah, what's your least favorite game of E3 2011?
Sounds like a fucking creaky door opening then, like. Least favorite. Mm.
Well, not least favorite, worst.
The worst, just the straight up worst. Well,
yeah.
You know what? It's going to have to go to Zombie U. You know why?
Oh.
Wow. First-person games. Exclusive. Because it's exclusive and not to the PlayStation 3, in which only it's the only console exclusives are allowed, obviously. That's part one. But the main reason is it's a first-person game, right? And I hope this is something that will never catch on. Spoilers, it does. But it's a first-person game where when you look at light, you get lens flare in your eyes. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Why is the lens flare in my eyes? My eyes aren't cameras. Are they?
Maybe it's showing you that you're actually a robot.
Spoilers?
Oh, sorry.
I've not played it yet. It's not out. It's on the Wii U.
I'm out,
The console's not even out.
Well, you know, speculation here.
I just want to beat the queen with a bat when she's a zombie. Disclaimer, I don't know that.
Just when she's a zombie.
Well, you know. I don't want to give her the Diana treatment and get her in a tunnel or something. That's fucking. I'm going to. I'm a bad human.
Wow. That's too soon. You can do that in like 10 years' time.
Go on, Wings. What are you least looking forward to?
I mean, I already said, but I guess I'll put another one in there, like, as well as Journey. FIFA 12, only because Lil Wayne was in the trailer. And he said that he loves football. And I'm like, nah. Oh, Kingdoms from Avalar. Reckoning. I'm sure. I think that's... the worst. Hold on. No, that's my favorite. Sorry.
I've got it. I know what's the one. Everyone, right? I'm going to give you a piece of advice. I'm going to put my neck out here as a video game journalist bracket intern.
Mm.
The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword on the Wii. All right? Okay. Don't buy it. It's good. It's going to be good, but don't buy it. In 10 years, that game's going to be so cheap. Like, they're definitely not going to re-release that and put an extra, like, £20 on the price. You're going to be able to pick it up in any, like, second-hand market, because in 2011, the high street's booming. Like, you can go into any shop freely. There's no any kind of social restrictions whatsoever, and you'll just be able to pick up Skyward Sword on the Wii. You'll be able to play it on your Wii U, which will still be kicking because it's going to be such a success.
Oh, the Wii U P.
The Wii U P. The Wii Up.
The Wii Up.
And it's just the Skyward Sword. It's going one way. Skyward. Unlike its price, which is going groundward.
Ground. Oh, just one last thing as well. Like, Konami have been hitting out the park this year. The Metal Gear Solid collection. And we've, like, shooting out some Silent Hill. I hope we will get more Metal Gear and more Silent Hill to come. And more, just more Konami games. Like,
you know what? I've got a genius idea. Kojima makes Metal Gear, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He should make a Silent Hill game.
Oh!
What do you think of them apples?
It's a good idea, but I'd just like him to do more Metal Gear Solid games. We need 5, 6, 7 of those, because they're always non-political.
I hope they do a survival game.
Ooh, like you're a delivery service, man.
Yeah, and you like jab things with a stick.
Ooh, I love it.
Okay, I think we've reached the end of our podcast. Thank you for joining me, Rhodes and Winx.
Thanks for having us.
I'm sure you both have a long career in games journalism ahead of you.
Am I okay to leave and come back in 9 years?
No, you have to stay in the basement for 9 years.
Yeah, you're going to be a Sony fan forever.
There's a girl down here. She keeps saying her name's Nikki and she wants to leave. Who is she?
Just enter a relationship with her and you can marry her someday. Thank you for joining. The Game Greencast is nothing without you, our listeners. So we apologize for this silliness. Whether you subscribe via Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher, we appreciate it. Don't forget to click on gamegreen.com every day to see what's what. And keep an eye on social media. Just search for Game Grin to find out when a new podcast goes live. And finally, game on.